Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you have tuned into my show, which is a show about you. It's called Radiance by Design here on beautiful BBS Radio. Radiance by Design is my interaction with you, our ability to develop a community, a radio community, where you can call in. We can discuss all kinds of things. And so I hope you're going to do that tonight. I love having callers. It's funny, we usually start the radio show with a sacred geometric meditation. And I didn't, let me see, how do I put this? I learned this from my guides and angels. This I've learned most of my energy work, although I've had a few classes, one of which is the Reconnection, which I absolutely love, Eric Pearl's Reconnection. But in any case, I've learned a great deal about energy and energy release work, and about frequencies and vibrations from my own guides and angels for the last 30 years. It's been really intriguing. And one of the things the guides taught me about 5 years ago was the structures. The structures are geometrical shapes that you and I create with our mind's eye, but we also create them with the vibrations that we bring in to shape these things. And some people say, oh yeah, that's just the Merkaba. I'm going, I don't think it's the Merkaba because, guess what? I see the Merkaba differently than how other people have described it, or shall I put it this way, as other people describe the Merkaba in ways that I don't see it, and I'm a pretty good seer. So, lo and behold, let me just reach down here and get a book for you. Dang. I have a, oh, it's on the table. Bob's going to pick it up for me. It's a white book right there. I just got a book because of the Reconnection, which talks about how to bring through multidimensional, thanks Bob, multidimensional frequencies, new frequencies coming in. And so many times you and I talk about how there are these incredible downloads going on. We get buffeted about and security and balance isn't quite like it used to be. And we're not quite sure how to adapt our own beingness. And remember, you and I are vibrational beings of light first and foremost, and we download information and we become physical. So your physical is actually the embodiment of all the frequencies from your karma and from that which is being imposed on the, on us from the universe, from our lineage, and so on. So anyway, back to this structural meditation that I truly love to do, and a lot of you have told me you love it as well. I was playing with the book, The Keys of Enoch, because Eric Pearl got a great deal of information about The Keys of Enoch, and he studied it. So I bought the book, and I was flipping through it because they recommend, sort of like many holy books, you just open it to a page and then learn your little brains out and try to digest and absorb that page and really sort of see what it means to you. Because if we don't embody our learnings, then it's just a bunch of egghead stuff, isn't it? So, here's what I open to. The key to future luminaries and the key to the divine light is the vehicle of time translation. Now, time translation to me, and you might have different interpretations, but this is how I took it, is that we know that time-space continuum is what we're on and how we, in terms of relative, this is relative to that. We use time to keep things orderly. We use time to keep ourselves in a maybe a trajectory or in rapport with one another in a way that we can manage. So when I say vehicle of time translation, I felt some kind of flexibility in there that maybe we could break out of the time frame, but I don't know. That's what hit me. The vehicle of vehicles is the Merkaba. The Merkaba I have known about, this is not from the book, this is me on the aside. Here I am on the aside, footnote, or something. To me, the Merkaba is the light vehicle, the vehicle that we use. We bring in the consciousness that helps us to use this light vehicle, which to me is framed around us in a certain way. And when we can build it up, we move through dimensions. And okay, I realize that what we're doing with the structures is very like the Merkaba, although I've said to people, I don't think it's the same. The reason for that is I haven't seen it as exactly the same as what I see when I read about the Merkaba. But anyway, here is what the Keys of Enoch said. The Merkaba, which creates, controls, and has the ability to speak through electromagnetic sinks. I don't really know what that means. Merkaba revolves and goes and rises under the heaven or brightness of the next universe, and its course goes over the earth with the light of its rays incessantly into myriads of universes within the ever-unfolding eternity. It says it appears, the Merkaba appears in a multiplicity of forms. It can be seen as a pure energy envelope of light associated with the work of a master, as well as a manifestation of extraterrestrial technology of light, for which reason it's called a vehicle of vehicles. Merkaba is a vehicle which can take on any membrane or color appearance to correspond with you and to guide you into other experiences of creation. You know what I loved about that? Oh, one more thing. Merkaba creates and controls time translation and is the hookup or overlap between dimensions of light. Through this hookup, the various light thresholds which interlace the galaxies are connected, allowing vehicles to travel between the various dimensions of light. Now, I thought that was brilliant because all of a sudden, my concern about being right about what exactly a Merkaba is and what exactly it looks like faded, and I realized that the structures were a kind of a Merkaba and that they have many, many different shapes and sizes and forms. So I realized how exciting it is. And there's further in this book, they talk about how the Merkaba can protect you, the Merkaba, which you and I talk about every time I do the structures with you. We're always talking about how the structures can protect you, can guide you, can give you a safe place to be, even if you're surrounded by all kinds of darkness. So I want us to do it again, but it really helped me to read. You know what I love a lot in my work, which is the work of transformation, actually. Absolute infinite possibilities for humanity are really hard unless we explore them. So I really love the work of exploring. So learning about this and seeing what we can do to keep ourselves safe and to learn to release a lot of the defenses and limitations that we've been taught as a species, that's what's the most exciting thing for me. So join me right now. Let's do a meditation. We're going to do the structures, the meditation of the structures is what my guides called them. But I'm going to call them the Merkaba tonight. And remember, the Merkaba has many, many different shapes, as many shapes as you can imagine. But we're going to use a specific sacred geometric structure to be able to transcend physical, mental, and emotional limitations. We can do healing in there. We can do evolution in there. We can do a lot of things. So join me. And the other thing is, when you and I and all the other people listening to Radiance by Design, whether it's today or in the archives or whatever, when we do these things together, we actually form a very high frequency vibrational community of people who have the ability to authenticate, have the ability to move through dimensions and discover the universal connections that they have out there. Oh, one more thing I want to say about universal connections is that the downloads that we know are happening are increasing radically, and we're actually learning. Oh, I'm learning a lot about this through the reconnection, but we're learning to guide ourselves that we can adapt to the higher frequencies that are coming through. Because I think that's part of being an evolving species. So let's evolve together. Are you ready to get into our spaceship? Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Let's relax. A couple of deep breaths. That dumps a lot of the old tension, doesn't it? All right. And see above your head about 2 to 4 miles a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of gold light from the upper golden ball down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, maybe 20 feet out from your body. This is kind of a long, skinny one, four-sided pyramid. And then upside down and meeting it point to point, and also the point of which pokes into the lower golden ball, we have a four-sided pyramid. And together they create an octahedron, an eight-sided structure. And inside that structure, a crystal ball, and have the crystal ball nudge the inside edges of your structure. And look at the colors of the crystal ball. And inside of that, there's the star tetrahedron, and you're in the star tetrahedron. Star tetrahedron is like a three-dimensional Star of David. And inside of the star tetrahedron, you start it spinning and spinning and spinning, and maybe this is what we'll call our Merkabah right now. Spinning and spinning and spinning. And as you spin, you might be imagining it, but you can feel the frequencies moving. And now take a look. There's a magical screen in front of you. In the first part of the screen, take a look. That's where you're going to see a movie of yourself being what it is you want to become. I always want to become multidimensional, coming from the heart. Right. And then you do it until whatever it is you want to do, until you actually feel, see, and experience yourself creating that beingness that you want. And when you're there, wrap it in light and move to the next screen. And there you want to create the project you're wanting to do. What is it you want to do? I'm working on a television show. And some other things. See yourself with your favorite project, whether it is home and family, relationship, house, some project you want to build, a business you want to start, whatever it is you want to do. See that happening there? Good work. And as the people come together, then see this project coming to a head, and it's very successful. See other people enjoying it. Feel the ambiance of your project. See the resources flowing to you to keep it in creation. Good work. And now, when you feel like it's being absolutely supported by these flows of resourcefulness, then we wrap it in light and move to the next. The next is the Galactic Healing Center. Each of us has consciousnesses around us, and around us there is a team of beings that can help us with our healing. So see, in the Galactic Healing Center, we have a beautiful table, a healing table, and our team, our invisible, our etheric team of consciousness is around the table, and you're the first person to lie on the table. Now, maybe you've got a problem you want them to deal with. Okay, or maybe they want to tell you what they want to deal with. Okay. And so you lie down and just listen or experience or feel or tell them and ask them. Okay. Good work. And ask them if there's any message for you. Okay, and sometimes you want to jot down what they tell you. And wrap that in light. And now this is magic. So when you wrap it in light and push it to the side and let yourself continue with the healing experience, while the team replicates themselves around a fresh table, and bring in someone you're concerned about. Good work. And then we find out what this person wants. Sometimes it's a surprise who comes to lie on the table, isn't it? So my person has a broken bone, and the healing team is working with her and pulling out. It's interesting, she has a broken arm, but the healing team is taking out a lot of confusion in the belly and the solar plexus. This one has quite a bit of turmoil about who she is and what it is she should be doing and believing. And they're taking quite a bit of confusion out of the belly and stroking that part of her before they work on her arm. Isn't that interesting? And now it's her brain, which holds the vibrations and the patterning for the reason that she hurt her arm. Mm-hmm. And wrap that in light. When you feel, oh, one more moment. Now let's ask if there's a message for her. Okay. And wrap that in light. Okay. And now let's bring in the third one. Who else do you want to bring in? Okay. This is somebody I don't know. That's good. That's good. This one has a really distorted body right now. He's going through some very terrible illness. His body's on it. I don't know if it's MS, but if it is, it's really far along. And they're doing a great deal of healing work on him. Straightening out his bones and his body. This is a very extreme case today. And again, they're working with his head, with the acetylcholine, the parietal lobes, the neck, and the distortion that's been there all his life. That's it. And I'm asking if there's a message for him. And there is a very strong message that he's one to bring love to many individuals. And many individuals have helped him in this life and brought themselves to a much higher form of self. He's here to serve, even though it appears that he needs to be served. Excellent. And now we're going to wrap that in light and have it continue. Now let's take a political vignette. Perhaps it's Korea. You can choose any political vignette you want, and let's see it resolving itself in a way that I would say it this way: in a way that brings a global balance, not just that one little shot, because we don't know, do we, what any of the strife in any country, we don't know what the underpinning reasons are. This one might seem obvious, but it's not. So we just see that there's this tremendous chaos there. And again, we pray that there be a healing that is going to serve. It's as if the whole world is a woodpile, and then it serves to make the woodpile stronger and higher and more suitable for everyone who's in it. And now let's call in this beautiful healing light in through the top of your head. It's a beautiful healing light. I see it as pink and white and sparkly. And it's got kind of a salmony color, and we send it off to Korea, both sides, north and south. And now pop it into all the places around the world that are having all kinds of difficulties. Some sickness, some economic stuff, some greed, deception, corruption, pollution, violence. And just see those streams of orangey pink light with the white sparkling, the sparkles in it, and shimmering light going to various parts of the world. We have full capacity to feed the whole planet. We have full capacity to emanate and vibrate harmoniously around. We have to learn how, don't we? We have to allow it to happen, have it surge around our whole globe until it packs the atmosphere about, I don't know how many miles out there, but enough to give it a radiant cover that is seen easily by the extraterrestrials. Yeah, and just have it going round and round the globe and then coming back into you, coming back into your heart, moving up through your head and back out to the grand universe where it started. Good. And now let's walk out of the Galactic Healing Center and zipper it up, close the door, shut it down for now, pop into your star tetrahedron, and then spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Great. And then come on back into the room. Gosh, I'd love to talk to you if you want to call in today. Do you want to call in 888? 815-9756, 888-815-9756. Let's do some healing work today. I really want to do some work. I realize that as we learn over and over again, as we learn to do very magical healing things, guess what? It emanates from you, and it passes on to other people, and we can learn. This is a really treacherous time on the planet. But isn't it interesting how many miraculous healing events can go on at the same time. And I want to remind you that the Merkaba, or your ability to do the structures, is a grand way, a very cheap way, and a very brilliantly colorful way for you to kind of stand out in a crowd, for you to be safe, for you to be able to present your truth and your higher ethics and your ability to release sort of fear, forgiveness. We're moving into the Christmas season or to whichever, Hanukkah, or it doesn't matter which spiritual tenets you follow, but we're moving into a time where a lot of us, and I was just reading this in a Wayne Dyer blog tonight, where a lot of us go, okay, we have to go into family gatherings. We have to take ourselves back into our family of origin. And that can be really difficult. As Wayne Dyer said, I want to say this, as you start with the structures and you create the structures, and you put yourself in the structures and you enter the family gathering or have the family beings come to your house whilst you're in this kind of a structure, and people feel safer because you're not emanating your own fears. You're not emanating your own lack of forgivenesses. You're not emanating your own ambitions and that sort of thing. You're actually sending off a very radiant and I don't want to say still, but actually, you're on the air. I'll just be a minute. But you're emanating a kind of a structural safety, a strong beingness, and that makes everybody feel better. So let's play with that this Christmas and holiday season. You're on the air, and I'm glad. Hi.
Hi, this is Susan from Brooklyn.
Hi, how goes the music,
echo.
Girl?
I don't know why that is. It's gone away. Okay, good.
Okay,
well, the good news first.
Uh-huh, like the good news.
I had a rehearsal today, and I had a breakthrough. It was musical, emotional, dramatic, and theatrical, and I'm very pleased.
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you. I was exposed to a woman a few weeks ago who I was very positively influenced by, and I'm hoping to make a closer acquaintance with her. And I think that is entirely possible. And I'm glad that I met her early in her career, so that I will be able to make that happen. Okay, that's good news.
When's your birthday?
When's my birthday?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking, dear?
Yes, it is.
It's the 29th of September, and I was born in 1949.
Okay. I just was curious, because you look like you have, like, a new aspect of yourself popping up, and I'm like, okay, well, I don't know if it's your birthday or what. But anyway, keep talking, and we'll figure out what that is.
Well, maybe it has to do with this rock opera, because one of the reasons I came east in 2000 was to activate a rock opera that I spent a very long time writing. And I do know some theatrical people, and it was suggested that I really had to move back into a metropolitan area in order to make good on the work that I had been doing on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, maybe that has something to do with it. That's what came to my mind, anyway.
Well, I think you're just at the beginning. Keep going.
Good, good, very good, very good. Okay. Anyway, so I have a couple of concerns, and they kind of dovetail. I met a man a few months ago who was interested in doing some musical work with me, and we became involved sexually for a very short period of time a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know, and I guess you can say it ended badly. He took his phone off the hook, and I don't really know what is going on with him. There's some level of mental illness in the guy, and I think in terms of paranoia, it might have been because I didn't tell him something. It might have been because of something I told him that I shouldn't have told him. You know, I don't know how specific I want to be on a radio line, you know. I guess the more specific I am, the better off I am.
Well, no, wait a sec. I want to say this, that you triggered something in him because of somebody else that he had been involved with.
He had a partner of 14 years standing who recently died of cancer last year. You know, so I think that probably is what it was. They lived very happily. They were very much in love. And they even lived very harmoniously with his mother for the amount of time that his mother was alive, you know. And I felt that we were very experientially and spiritually suited to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it might have been that there was too much good going on rather than too much bad. I don't know.
Yeah, but one of the things I want to say is that he's still not okay. I don't think he's crazy or paranoid, but he's going through still a big grief reaction, and it's very easy to trigger him because he has a huge hurt sensitivity going on. He'll be okay in a while. It's just bad timing.
It was too soon, right?
Yeah, he's just not okay
yet. Yeah. Okay, so, but as far as working with me, goodness gracious, I'm starting to think that, I mean, I'm in a band, but the thing is that in order, me getting my own thing together, I have a feeling that I'm just better off with I have like an onstage foil, I call him. He's somebody I know really well, that we're just better off working with recorded backgrounds, because we know each other like the back of our hands, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, proceeding that way, you know? You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, otherwise, everyone else in the world is these unknown quantities, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, people...
Is that the same guy?
Band leader. Hot what?
Is that the same fella?
No. This is somebody, we know each other real well, you know?
Okay.
He's like an ex-boyfriend, you know? I don't even know we're each other's boyfriends and girlfriends. We're, you know, I mean, no, of course not. No, we're somebody who, we're very close, you know,
okay.
Somebody entirely different.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the question
anyway,
about
him? I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying about this guy, you know, I'm not going to wait around, but I hear what you're saying. And if somebody did say to me, I think it's just too soon, you know,
yeah.
About what happened with him and his ex, you know.
Yeah, because you know what happens is you don't know, people say, oh, pushing people's buttons, but when somebody is really raw and hurt inside, they are a button, you know? And yeah.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to
take
a while.
I hear you. I'm just glad I brought up. See, and there's another thing I think I wanted to ask you. I started going into depression. I attribute it to seasonal affective disorder, which I only realized that I had, like, at the end of last year, you know? And I'm extremely determined that I'm not going to handle it the way I handle it at least the last 2 years, which is with a gallon of ice cream every night because I live across the street from Baskin-Robbins, for goodness sake, you know. So I asked for an antidepressant, and I am determined not to do that kind of thing again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that was the wisest move, but anyway, that's,
there's some supplements
anyway.
For that, you know. Do you have a full spectrum light?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they are, but do you have a full spectrum light? Do you have any full spectrum lighting?
Spectrum lighting? You know, it's very expensive. It's very expensive, actually.
You can actually get lights for like $40.
Oh, somebody's calling me. I'm not going to take that. Oh, that's my buddy, my bosom buddy. I'm going to have to explain it, and I'll call him in a half an hour. You know, do you have, though? I have an ion generator.
Yeah,
and that helps. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, that helps. That'll make your wallet dirty.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, I could save up for that, you know, but I don't really have the bucks for that right now. Mm-hmm. But also, you know what I want to ask you about, because it was kind of connected with that, maybe, I don't know if you can handle this right now, because it may, you know, but there's a fellow I talked to you about every once in a while, and I was misguided to get in touch with him, and you said to me, do not contact him. That was about, God's sake, 3 or 4 years ago, and I got into a terrible mess. And I went to church a couple of months ago, and I got another message with a prayer leader there. This is like a New Age church, that I should wait about 4 or 5 years, give the dude a call and say, hey, do you want to get together? And that my guru, you know, is trying to connect us back. And, you know, I kind of almost hope the guy's going to either not answer me or say no, but I should give it a try. And really, I've written some songs, you know, about him. It's kind of like shtick in my act, you know. And he respects me as an artist, and he's a very well respected artist. And you know, I just try to make light of the whole thing. Was that also a bad spur that was telling me that the guru is instigating this? You know,
I don't want you to do it.
Going on faith.
I just don't want you to do it.
Makes sense to me. Huh? Yeah. What?
I just don't want you to do it.
I know you don't want me to do it, but I'm supposed to take people's guidance to my guidance.
I know.
So what are you're saying you must do it. But you're basing
How does your tummy feel?
What are you basing it on?
Susan, stop. How does your tummy feel?
My tummy?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I am a person that confronts, and I'll be honest with you. I love you. I listen to you. But last year, you said you made yourself a victim. Don't be a victim. I did not feel victimized by this until you said you were a victim. However, I am not a person who is very easily in touch with their feelings.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So I feel like I had to be, I'm not a person that feels very vulnerable very easily.
But you might need to be whacked over the head.
I probably needed to hear that message from you, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I'm a person who seems to feel, you know, has a lot of armor. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I need to go back into therapy, you know, and I'm a person who, like, you know, I try to get therapy, and people say, oh, you're doing so well, you don't need therapy, because I have, you know, sometimes I look really good on the outside, and it's really hard for me to convince people that I'm hurting.
Well, you know what, Susan? I'm going to have to go here, as you know, but I want to say this, is you can't tell you need therapy usually from the outside in. It's from the inside out.
Right.
And if you want to release
I'm really trying to get it. I'm trying to get it, and I'm finding it so hard to succeed, but I need therapy.
I know. Well, we all do, honey. Everybody does. We're trying to break out of the subconscious tyranny and advance into being able to create a reality. So you want to break the armor and get going. I'm not crazy about you going back to that guy, because I see.
Well, I'm not going to go back to him. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, you're not crazy about me contacting him. I'll talk with you about it sometime else or whatever.
Yeah,
it's not even going to be an issue for the next 4 or 5 years. I'm sure, you know, I'll talk with you sometime before then. But
okay, I want to say that you're going to meet a new person who has nothing to do with your past, and that seems to be much better for you.
Right, but this is just part of my onstage shtick. As far as I'm concerned, that's all I'm committed to at this point, you know?
All right. Well, have fun with it, honey. And happy, happy holiday season, and thank you so much for calling in.
God bless. Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.
God bless you. All right. Good night. I think we have another call, do we?
Yes, you do. You do.
Hi. I'm glad about that.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hello? Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Now, what's going on in your world, darling?
Oh, well, I'm particularly concerned about one of my grandsons. I'm concerned about their father. Both grandsons and their father, but particularly one grandson who's really having a hard time getting going in life, and he got into some difficulty. And
how old is he?
He's almost 19. He's got his high school diploma. He doesn't want to go to college yet. He has not found a job, and he got into a scrape this summer, and he's had to come up with some money because of the court-mandated thing. I mean, he has no record or anything, but they don't want him to have a record, and he hasn't been able to find a job. Well, the family got together, and we're going to help him with that. And I said, but you do have to pay it back. Oh, I will, and he's hunting for a job. His dad, my son has four children, two boys, two girls. And my son was accused of something which, of course, everybody has long since said he never did. And he took off. He was frightened. So we haven't seen him in a long time. And I think my grandson is very much saddened about the disappearance of his dad. We're all heartbroken over it. So there are a lot of family things going on, and it's a burden to carry. And I'm just wondering about these three men, my son, these two boys. Is this a karmic thing? I mean, there are heavy lessons they have to learn. It's very much so.
Very heavy. And are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Your son, was it a crime? It looks like it was a crime, was it?
Well, he was accused of it, but nothing ever came of it. But he thought that something might come of it, and he was not, and he did not do it. And everybody involved has admitted, no, he wasn't. Somebody accused him of something because she was a girl he was involved with, and her boyfriend found out he had a girlfriend. My son had a girlfriend. This girl had a boyfriend, and I think the girl was afraid that her boyfriend might do her harm, so she accused my son of something that she has since said, from what I've been told, he never did. Mm-hmm. And the police questioned him, but nothing ever came of it. But he went down to Florida to see his best friend to cool off, but he was distraught. And he's been out of our lives ever since.
So he ran away from his best friend, too?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
He has a big dollop of shame in him that's so deep it's incredible. He has a lot of guilt. Even if he hasn't done anything, he's just loaded with that. And I would say that's pretty karmic, yeah?
Yeah, I wonder where that guilt comes from.
It's a cellular thing. It's from several other lifetimes.
Yeah,
did you notice
yeah.
when he was a little boy, he was pretty, not insecure, he's very, very sensitive about things, eh?
Oh, yeah. He was. He's strong, but yet sensitive.
Yeah, and he couldn't handle certain things very well. He's very afraid of who he is, and I want to say it's from, he had a lot of spiritual lives, he had a lot of, like, big judgments inside of himself that he's been working with, and he loves his sons, but he couldn't even face them. And the oldest boy, the 19-year-old, is kind of wobbly inside. You know, they need their male role model, don't they?
I know. Yes, they do. That's why I pray that they're, you know, my son's been living under the radar for several years, and I think they love him greatly, and they missed him. There's a sadness in them. And, of course, their mother has not helped. She's not very helpful in all of this.
She's just angry
with
him.
She's done her best. She what?
She's angry with him, is she?
Yeah, she is.
But he betrayed her, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want to say this about the boys have had a hard time with the fact their father ran.
Yeah.
They're not as strong inside. You know, the boy looks to the father for his strength, but both,
yes.
There's two boys, right? Both boys are going to find a really strong sense of self, but they have to, it's like the job for them in this life is to learn to stand by themselves and stand in their strength, and they have to learn it in an adversity kind of style because of the dad leaving. He will return in time, but it's quite...
That's what I feel, too. And I've done my utmost this past summer and fall to stand by my oldest grandson. He stayed with me, and I've been taking him to these court appearances, and we've arranged for him to pay the small amount of money he owes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a kind of a tangle. Somebody took some money from him and a friend, and he threw something at the kid's car, and now he has to pay for it, and just so that he doesn't end up with a record. I do wish my son would come back,
Your son's a little bit broken, darling. He needs a lot of prayers. He needs you to send him light. Did you hear the Merkabah bit at the beginning? Because I would want to.
I was trying to do that with you, and I did it with you to the best of my ability, and mm-hmm. I brought my son and his two boys after me. Mm-hmm. I brought them in.
Good.
For healing.
Because I want to say, whenever you think of your son, put him into, we talked about the octahedron, or put him into a structure that looks like a diamond, but it's three-dimensional. Put him into that structure in your mind's eye and fill it with gold. Just see him always safe, because it's his self-esteem that is just totally messing up his ability to come back. He does not know how to face his family. And partly because he betrayed his wife or betrayed somebody. And he's betrayed his boys more than even his girls. He's also betrayed his girls, but I think the issue is more about the boys. And the oldest grandson is going to be in great shape. This has really whacked him over the head, if you know what I mean. It's really given him a... And he's standing... You're standing up with him, making him stand up to the penalties, right?
The thing is, I was saying to one, to my sister, who is what the one sister who is helping us with this, the financial part, she has the most resources of anyone in the family, and I'm grateful to her. I said, he's learning that there are serious consequences, whether he agrees that they're that serious or not. Someone may judge them as being serious, such as the judge we face today. And he was quite shocked. And I said he's also learning the value of family. Family, you do have family who will stand with you. And she said, my sister agreed, he's learning all of that.
It's a hard lesson, but it's been good for him, and it is going to continue to be good for him. By the time he's 20, 21, 22, he's going to be quite strong. And I think he's a nice boy, actually.
Yeah, he is, and so is his brother, who got into a little scrape last year. But he's coming along.
Well, don't be afraid, Elaine. Don't be afraid to be firm. And I'm going to have to go. We have another caller. But don't be afraid to be firm. You're teaching them a great deal.
Very much.
Hello?
For your counsel.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in, and be
thank
well.
Thank you. I will.
Right.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. And we have another caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good. This is Joy.
Joy. Nice to hear from you again, Joy.
I was just tuning in for a check on how I was doing, what you could see for me, because I have started connecting and doing some channels.
Good. Are you doing them in and around your area?
No. No, they're with, I went into a kind of structured program because I had been getting things coming in. And so it's in a group format where everybody's doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we start off by doing them for one another, and then we have people who email in, and we do things for them. So it's
how
like the practice,
practice run. That is wonderful. And I want to say this about you. You've called in before a number of times, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and but I want to say that there's an opening coming up in your heart. There's a timidity about it, but there's an opening. The channeling is giving you a much more, I think, freer heart to really just love and feel the expansion of the higher frequencies. It's very good. Are you writing a lot?
No, I tried that, and it didn't seem to come through. What I've done is I've got a recorder.
Oh, good.
And so I'm going to start speaking into the recorder.
I think that's a really good idea because they're showing that you're going to have little, like little treatises. That is, if you're talking in your recorder and then you type out whatever you're saying, you're going to have very small but really lovely little things that you'll give to people. And they're going to make you very happy. It's like you're going to be quite pleased with this. It's like moving
into I love helping people.
Oh,
and what my dream kind of is that I'd like to do the channeling as a career. I'm not quite sure where this is going, but I have visions of me standing on stage and then standing in a stadium in front of people. I haven't got a clue what I'm saying, and I don't know if I'm going to bring in modalities or what, so I've just decided, you know what, just connect and see what happens.
I agree with you, and also keep your visions really strong. You don't know what
okay.
they mean or how it's going to happen, but just keep focusing on that vision. And for the highest good, you have a very deep drive in your soul's journey to unfold and expand and be a part of a huge transformation at this point. And that's where you're headed.
Yeah, because I've tried to walk away from this more than a few times, and it keeps coming back. And I thought, you know what, 2 years it got stronger and stronger. So I thought, okay, it means something. So I just thought I'd call in and check out to see if you see any possibilities down the road.
Well, I think they're coming sooner than down the road, sweetie. I don't know about the stadium part. That might take a while. But you're going to be working with people as a one-on-one pretty darn soon if you're not already. And you'll get paid for that.
Wow, because I do have that opportunity coming up. But it was so important to me that there be truth and integrity, and I wanted to really make sure I knew what I was doing. You know what I mean? Like, this is something where you don't want to play with people's lives.
No. But, you know, you can stop in the middle of it and check with your higher guidance, like, is this of the light? Is this of the Christing? Just keep doing that, and then it's not you that's doing it, and it keeps your... I used to find that if I found it weighty or I found it depressing or anything, I'd know enough to stop and clear and then move back up into a higher frequency. And I feel like you're going to do just fine as long as you know when it's
not high enough. My question was, I kind of worried about getting my own way, but they came in very clear, and what they said was, just remember that you are the vessel type thing. The messages are for those who are doing the asking. They're not for you, and so your job is not to even try and interpret. Just bring through what's coming through and give
that's
it
right.
to them as is.
And
don't play with the messages.
Yeah, and don't editorialize. But that's why it's fun for you to tape them, because you can listen. You start to pick up how much wisdom is really coming through. But I'm really glad you called, and it's going to be a wonderful holiday season for you.
Oh, great. And I hope good luck with your show, and I hope it's going to show in Canada.
I'll let you guys know when it's available and how we can bicycle it around, okay?
That's great.
Thank
you. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you for your call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. You know, it's interesting. We're talking about the Merkaba. We're having these wonderful callers, but it occurs to me to say that over and over I've seen that more and more of us will be awakening to our connection to our higher self and our connection to channeling, because it's when you and I know this, that human beings have been a limited species, but we're learning at this time to unlimit, and we're multidimensional, and we're learning to move into many different dimensions of our own existence, let alone the existence of others. We have many, many guides and angels, beings of consciousness around us. I can feel them. When you call them in and you feel the high-frequency energy, it really is a blast. And actually, if you think about the way the world is going right now, the more beings that can move into a higher-frequency consciousness, the faster it is, change the energy, change the reality, the faster it is to make the quantum leaps that are really required for us to bring heaven to earth. Or maybe we'll rise to heaven, who knows, whatever heaven is, eh? That wonderful expanded existence that we can have a little beyond the third dimension, if not quite a bit beyond it. So once again, I want to remind all of you to think about the structure, the Merkaba, and to really build the lights around yourself. See them as the octahedron. Call in. Just play with it. Call in the golden balls and those beautiful filaments of light running through your body. When I do it now, I feel it running through my spine. You can do that too. And then have that octahedron around you, the crystal ball, and the star tetrahedron, and then spin and spin and spin. And that's one way to keep cleaning up the impacts that are coming to you and to lift and raise your frequency. Very exciting material. And I also recommend the Keys of Enoch, though it's not a very easy. It's called the Keys of Enoch. It's a story written by a fellow who was taken on a multidimensional tour. He says this is not channeled material, and it was in the 70s. He was taken on a multidimensional tour where he went out of his body, and he traveled quite a bit, and this is what he recorded. Now, we can say that might be hokey, but I get my validation of things by the frequencies that come off these books. And he tells us a lot in this book, or he's shown a lot in his travels, about how each of us has connections way out into the universe. And then how can we make ourselves, or how can we fully embody that reality that we're from all kinds of universal connections and all kinds of dimensions, and I won't get too much more complicated. I want to say Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night is going to be very interesting. I'm interviewing Hyla Kath. She's a doctor, and her big thing is the brain chemistry. And many of you have listened to Paradigm Shifters at 8 o'clock Tuesday nights know that I'm really excited about brain chemistry and amino acids, and here we're talking about being universal beings and using the Merkaba and so on. Well, one of the big engines that we've got is our brain and how it's programmed to be limited, or and now how we can learn to unlimit it, how we can deprogram, how we can refuel its ability to morph and change and handle new concepts or even bigger concepts. And the Hyla Kath is pretty interesting about, she's got a book called Natural Highs, Her Ways of Dealing with Addictions Are Dealing with Changing the Brain. I think you're going to find it really interesting, 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. And right after this show, we're going to be talking to Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. I love talking to Jackie and her wonderful team. I love the opportunity of interviewing her team and getting all kinds of information about their wondrous wisdom that they share with us, and Jackie's stunning healing abilities and so on. And they're going to be talking tonight about how we're run by the subconscious and the unconscious. Aha. And Dwal Kool calls it the tyranny of the subconscious mind. It's kind of similar. It'll be a very interesting show. For those of you who can, stay on the air with us for another hour and join us for Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I love talking to you, and thank you so much for your calls. If you have any ideas for the shows, any criticisms, I don't want to mean that in a negative way, but if you have any comments to make on the shows or if you'd like a session with me, it's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Everybody take in a beautiful, colorful rainbow breath and breathe out and send it to one another, all these amazing colors. So we're a sparkling community of radiance. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. See you at either the top of the hour. I'll see you Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Good night.